Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Which is easier to remember? The last time you had an afternoon of leisure when nothing was really planned, or the last time you reached for the aspirin because you had a headache? Chances are about 10 to 1 you remember reaching for the aspirin. That tension headache, which made you snarl at the kids and grouch at your wife, wasn't necessarily organic. No, it doesn't mean you've got a brain tumor or need to see a neurologist. Your headache, however, was a red flag. It signaled stress as your nervous system screamed, "Help! I'm overloaded! I just can't handle this!" Your problem is stress. In simple terms, it is physical and emotional weariness caused by overloading your system with the wear and care of life. Stress is what you feel when your teenage daughter comes in and announces, "We're going to elope." Stress is what you feel when there is too much month at the end of your money. Stress is what you feel when you miss an airplane flight and the next plane will arrive after the wedding. Stress is what you experience when you look up and see a blinking red or blue light in your rearview mirror. Stress is what you feel when you have an appointment and there's no gas in the car because your teenage son used it the night before. Stress is what you feel when you're in the military and you get passed over for promotion. Stress is what you feel when your rich aunt dies and you get cut out of the will. It's what you feel when you are a turkey and it's the week before Thanksgiving. Everybody knows what it is today, whether he lives in Cagayan de Oro or Tokyo. The businessman trying to make a profit in a down market, the salesman striving to reach his quota, the housewife who holds down a job is chauffeur to her kids and tries to be a mom and a mother at the same time. The single parent is no stranger to stress either, as he or she tries to be both mother and father, earn a living, raise the kids, and keep his or her own sanity. College kids know what stress is too, facing competitive exams. To make it personal, finish this sentence. Stress is what I feel when. That brings it home. How would you finish the sentence? Stress is what I feel when. No age group is immune from the problem today. Whether it is children on a playground or seniors who struggle with insufficient income or the loss of a mate. I'd like to make something clear as I begin the first of a series of commentaries on stress and your life. All stress is not bad. Stress causes the tension which holds the suspension bridge over the raging waters. Stress on the strings of the violin allows the beautiful melody to come from the fingers of the master as the bow glides across the strings. Stress causes the drums to resonate to the beat of the drummer. But of course, too much stress will cause the bridge to collapse and the strings of the violin to snap and the drum head to burst. Most people, however, operate better and are far more productive with some stress. The problem really isn't stress, it is too much stress. Many people are competitive by nature and they're going to go for it. They are like the goalie in the World Cup who knows that he's going to be under tremendous stress. The entire game may depend on his stopping the ball from going through the net, but his mother or the Apostle Paul couldn't keep him from heading out there on that field. He'll go for it, and so will you. In the upper room, Jesus told the disciples, "In the world you will have trouble, but I have overcome the world."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.